This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word HOWWEDEAL. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
No, in fact, President Trump used the words peaceful when he talked about, the statements that he made. I haven't heard Maxine saying anything about peacefully protesting.
If you riot, if you loot, if you harm others, particularly if you harm a law enforcement officer during one of these violent assemblies, you're going to jail.
I've got a warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They're doing things in this country that Bernie Sanders would have said impossible. And I don't know if Joe knows what's going on with it, because I think you have a cabal. You have a group of people that are sitting around a table just saying, do this, do this, do this. They're giving them these things to sign.
Who needs Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And my first question of the day is, who asked you, Joe, what you think the verdict should be? And it's always been tradition, I thought, that when you ask a politician about an ongoing trial, especially a criminal trial, a serious high-profile trial, what they think is going to happen, you always say, well, you know, I wasn't sitting there and I haven't listened to every bit of evidence, so I'm going to leave it up to the jury to decide. What happened to that? I thought that was an old American tradition to say that. Seems like the only the right thing to do, but not for Joe, not for Uncle Joe. This is just an extension of Barack Obama saying that the Cambridge police acted stupidly. Remember that? When they arrested the black Harvard professor who got mouthy with him for when he was trying to break into his own house. This is this is just the more ridiculous version. History is repeating itself. First is
the
ridiculous.
The Cambridge police acted stupidly.
Yeah, and he knew nothing about it and had to end up having the professor and the cop down to the White House for a beer summit. And that was more of a sidebar type of story. This is pretty serious business because it could lead to a lot of damage and a lot of deaths. But he just had to get in on it. Nobody asked him about it either. That's the thing. He just goes out there and starts babbling like Grandpa Simpson. And nobody said, and nobody walked it back like yesterday when he said there was a crisis on the southern border, which there obviously is, or when he said there are no background checks at gun shows, which he said last week, which was another falsehood. But what is it, Costanza on Seinfeld? It's not a lie if you think it's true, or if you just don't know what the hell you're saying. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I just wanted to start out here today with this story about Brian Sicknick. Obviously, we're waiting for a verdict. I doubt we'll get one today.
Jerry, just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Right. Exactly. While we wait for the verdict, and there will be looting and rioting, as we all know. I wouldn't say even suspect. We know there's going to be rioting and looting no matter what happens. But as we await it, let's talk about another fake news story that has been totally debunked. We talked about it yesterday, but now it's even more debunked, and we see how the mainstream media is trying to handle the latest egg on their face. And this is the Brian Sicknick story. He's the Capitol police officer who died, unfortunately, after the rioting in the Capitol on January 6th, and the mainstream media said that he had been murdered. Let me just read you some of the stuff. Murdered by Trump supporters. This is the New York Times story that he dreamed of being a police officer. Then he was killed by a pro-Trump mob.
Very fake news.
Pro-Trump rioters attacked that citadel of democracy. overpowered Mr. Sicknick, 42, and struck him in the head with a fire extinguisher, according to two law enforcement officials. They're unnamed, of course. With a bloody gash on his head, Mr. Sicknick was rushed to the hospital and placed on life support. Okay? So that one fell apart very quickly. That story, because they couldn't find any video of him being struck on the head, and he told his mother and his family that night before he went to the hospital that he hadn't been struck by anything. So then they said he was, they used bear spray on him, right? So, and then now that turns out to be untrue, because the D.C. medical examiner yesterday gave a story, not a press conference, he gave a story to the Washington Post, a Democrat Party sheet, and he admitted that he died of natural causes. So here's how the New York Times is playing it today, which said he was murdered by Trump supporters when he was bashed in the head. I'll read you the lead. This is Adam Goldman. I think this is one of the guys who won a Pulitzer Prize for making up stuff about the Russian hoax that didn't exist. So he's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. Officer Brian D. Sicknick of the U.S. Capitol Police had multiple strokes hours after sparring with a pro-Trump mob during the January 6th riot and died of natural causes, Washington's medical examiner said on Monday. This is the key. Listen to this next. This is the second paragraph. The determination is likely to complicate the Justice Department's efforts to prosecute anyone in the death of Officer Sicknick. Two men have been charged with assaulting him by spraying an unknown chemical on him outside the Capitol. But an autopsy found no evidence Officer Sicknick had an allergic reaction to chemicals or any internal or external injuries. So that this is the way that this is their spin. So the fact that he died of natural causes is going to make it difficult for the Trump supporters to be charged with killing him or assaulting him. That's the take. That's in the second paragraph of the story. That's what they're concerned about. That's all they care about. It's just amazing. And then this story is going to go away so fast. 844-500-4242. He was hit with the bear spray at around 2:20 p.m. on January 6th. He collapsed around 10 that night, and he died around the same time the next night. And let's see here. The first New York Times story, pro-Trump supporters overpowered Mr. Sicknick. This is what Joe Scarborough said. I could go on with this all day. Joe Scarborough of Morning Joe of MSNBC, when Mike Lee, the Republican senator from Utah, said that Donald Trump should get a mulligan because he did say that they should engage in peaceful protest. This is what Scarborough responded. You don't get a mulligan when you kill a cop, Mike. When you bash police officers' brains with fire extinguishers, you don't get a mulligan, especially if you're the one responsible for bringing those cop killers up to Capitol Hill. And where are the apologies, the retractions, the corrections for all of this? This is Glenn Grunwald, who was accused of being a Sicknick truther because he pointed out there was no evidence for any of this stuff, that they were just running with it. It was weaponized, the story, meaning about this brave cop, you know, remember, these are the same people who'd been calling cops racists and Jim Crow enforcers and white supremacists for at least 6 months, but now they decided that Brian Sicknick was the hero of the day. His death was weaponized over and over again to depict the Trump mob, pro-Trump mob, not just as violent but barbaric and murderous. Because if Trump weren't murdered by them, then nobody was. Without Sicknick, the only ones killed were four pro-Trump supporters. Two died of a heart attack, one from an amphetamine overdose, and the other, Ashley Babbitt, was shot point blank in the neck by Capitol Police despite being unarmed. So crucial was this Democrat fairy tale about Sicknick that it made its way into the official record of President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate. And, you know, Greenwald was, you know, again, just excoriated for going against the leftist narrative. And as he points out, anyone who tried to point out the serious factual deficiencies in this story, in other words, people trying to be journalists, were smeared by Democrat Party loyalists who pretend to be journalists as sick-nick truthers, white nationalist sympathizers and supporters of insurrection. So they have a here's a tweet from the New York Times columnist. His name is Nicholas Kristof. Where is it here? I got it right here. Oh, Nicholas Kristof. He says right-wing extremists like Tucker Carlson are whining about Trump losing his Twitter account. Wish they showed the same concern for Officer Brian Sicknick, clubbed to death with a fire extinguisher by Trump's mob. Again, this is totally 1,000% fake news. And are they apologizing for it? Do they care at all? No, they don't care at all. They don't care in the least. They exploited the tragic death of a young man to achieve their tawdry goals, Greenwald writes. They never cared in the slightest about Officer Brian Sicknick. They had just spent months glorifying a protest movement whose core view is that police officers are inherently racist and abusive. He had just become their toy to be played with and exploited in order to depict the January 6th protest as a murderous orgy carried out by savages so primitive and inhuman they were willing to fatally bash in the skull of a helpless person or spray them with deadly gases until they choked to death on their own lung fluids. None of it was true, but it did not matter. And it still does not matter to them, because truth, as always, has nothing to do with their actual function. If anything, truth is an impediment to it. These journalists never feel compelled to engage in any self-critique or accountability when they get caught doing it. Their audiences want to be lied to. They are grateful for it and would prefer that they not admit they did it so that their partisan interests will not be undermined. This is even worse than the Russian bounty story. You know, the bounty story was designed to fix an election like the Texas Air National Guard story with George W. Bush by 60 Minutes 16 years ago. But, it was all, you know, people in the fray. I mean, this involves Brian Sicknick, who's a cop, but he wasn't in the fray. And two people have been arrested now and charged and basically branded across the world as murderers just for the sake of agitprop by the Democrat Party and its media adjunct. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
If you think this story is just kind of esoteric and it's only a journalism story and a DC story, it's not. Because, again, the death of Brian Sicknick was being blamed on everybody who voted for Trump. As Trump always used to say on the campaign trail, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. And that's what it was. This was an allegory, a parable, a fable, you know. And this is what would happen to decent people if they fell into the hands of evil, barbaric, primitive Trump supporters. And it was all nonsense, all nonsense. And what are they going to do to make up for this? Nothing. They don't care. As Glenn Greenwald said, forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that in as little as 20 minutes will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should marijuana be legalized nationally or...
Which Schumer came out for it today because it's 420 and all that. You know, that's the way he gets likes to get publicity sometimes.
Or should it be left to the states?
It's legal in Massachusetts, and I voted against it, and it was narrowly approved, and it's okay, I guess. I you know, we lost. But I would just as soon have the states do it. I think it's always better to have the states do it, and that's one of the big problems with abortion. You know, it was just approved top-down in Roe v. Wade in 1973 rather than letting states make their own decisions. So it should be left to the states.
85% say leave it to the states.
All right.
Now on a much different subject. Today is what you might call a very unofficial American holiday, 420.
Yeah, very, very unofficial. Good Lord. Is there no level to which that man and so many of his colleagues in the sacred building, as the New York Times called it, will not stoop? Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Do you know how hard it is for these barnacle types to come up with these fables when they're smoking all that legal marijuana? And how do you expect them? And how do you expect them to remember it?
I was going to say, it's easy to come up with the stuff. The problem is remembering it.
Exactly. You got to tell it over and over and. Each one of them took their turn at it, and I don't, they're just, and, you know, you're right, Howie, there will never be an apology, never.
I know. So, think about that, though. It's now in the official records of the United States of America. It's one of the reasons they impeached Donald Trump a second time because of this, because his mob did this. But his mob didn't do it. And you know what? They had a pretty good idea that he didn't do it. If they were pretty sure about it, why didn't someone come forward and give their name and to the New York Times and the Washington Post and all the rest of these phony baloney outlets? It's because they knew it was BS, and they knew there would be no pushback, and the reporters knew that there would be no pushback if they just went with whatever it was. You know, sometimes when they say, I'm using sources, they are using sources. It's just bad sources. Sometimes I've seen it in Boston. People are just making it up and attributing it to sources. And that's the way it is. And it's the same. It's never changed. It's never going to change, especially never changed when there's no kind of responsibility taken by anybody. There's no downside to making stuff up or just running with crap like this. Thanks for the call, Lee. Steven, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
I guess, so the two guys that were accused of smashing in Signant's head with a fire extinguisher, so they didn't hit him with a fire extinguisher.
They sprayed the bear spray or whatever you call it at him, yes.
They paid him. Okay, so all right. Well, let's listen to this. Listen to my thing on this. It's, you know, they're not directly responsible for his death, but they may have facilitated his underlying condition. Like what if I punch somebody and then, you know, the next day they die of a stroke or the next hour? I mean, would I be responsible?
They did an autopsy and they waited 3 months to release the autopsy, Stephen. So obviously they knew that they had a problem from the standpoint of the deep state narrative. That's why they've waited until now to release the autopsy. And if they were on the level, why did they go to the one most corrupt journalistic institution in the country, perhaps the Washington Post? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We will have Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire on the show in about an hour from
now.
And he's the first New England governor to relax the mask restrictions. And I think we'll probably have to wait quite a while for the second one. And it certainly won't be Governor Charlie Parker of Massachusetts.
Maybe he's telling him, you know, it's going well. Maybe there's hope. Maybe he's been having some conversations with Charlie Bacon.
I don't know about
that. There's a lot at stake here.
There's so much at stake.
Yeah, we will also have more sound cuts later in the day from Charlie Parker. Today, the UMass Amherst hockey team, they won the national championship, Division I. It was so of course, Charlie Parker, a front runner, after spending the last few months denouncing any kind of youth hockey programs in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Behavior at many youth sporting events, and we'll talk a little today about ice hockey in particular, needs to recognize and respect the virus.
Is he a front runner's front runner? If you look in the dictionary for a picture under front runner, it's Charlie Parker. He denounces youth hockey, and then when the state team wins the national championship, he runs off to kiss their rear ends.
Oh, he's bandwagon.
He'd be the most obnoxious referee. Just flags every single minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's also a basketball player, though, so, you know.
Yeah, we'll get to all of this stuff later on. So, Grace, what have you got for us here?
Well, Howie, it is 420, and you know what that means.
Yeah.
Vaccinated.
Well, it's 420 date. It's not 420 time.
Right. It's 420 date. It will be 420 soon, though. It will be 420 on 420. Vaccinated New Yorkers turn out for free joints on 420. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did.
It's reefer madness in Manhattan. Hundreds of weed lovers turned out to Union Square Park on Tuesday to score free joints at an event offering the newly legal drug to New Yorkers who've received the COVID-19 vaccine. I wanted to get your take on this, Howie. Do you think it's a good idea? I think I know the answer.
No, I just said I should be left to the states. I voted against it when it was on the ballot in Massachusetts, and I would vote against it if I were in Congress and the bill came up. What would you do, Grace?
I don't know. The more I look at the country, the more I think we have such bigger fish to fry than people smoking weed. If anything, maybe it makes some of these crazies mellow out a little bit, the far-left radicals.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Grace.
But Howie,
that was the rumor for a long time. Now we have empirical evidence of about a half a century of heavy marijuana smoking across the country, and I don't think it's improved the overall IQ of the American populace.
By the way, when I say crazies, I mean like radical Democrats. I don't mean crazy, you know, people who actually have problems. All right. Now, Howie, what I want to move to here a little bit is some of this sound, because there was sound today that I noticed on Twitter. Someone is getting the strange new respect, and I think you know who it is. George W. Bush was on the Today Show, and he's not holding back. He wants to be invited to the cocktail parties, and I think he's going to score the invitation.
The jury has reached a verdict in Minneapolis, so we'll go to it, obviously, when it happens. It'll take a while to get it all straightened out here. But we'll be there. But keep going. There's
nothing
we can do
then,
about it now.
Here's George W. Bush. This is cut 29.
I would describe it as isolationist, protectionist, and to a certain extent, nativist.
Hmm. Are you disappointed?
Well, it's not exactly my vision.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm just an old guy they put out to pasture. So just a simple painter.
The simple painter.
That's how he's describing the Republican Party, and then he wonders why people don't. Then you know, he wonders why people aren't his biggest fans anymore.
I can remember when he was pushing the immigration amnesty, quote unquote, comprehensive immigration reform in his second term, and I remember we had Pat Buchanan in the studio, and off the during a break, he was saying, you know, the problem with George Bush is he thinks it's still 1956 in the movie Giant. You know, with I think it was Elizabeth Taylor and James Dean and Rock Hudson. You know, it's down on the border and these, brave braqueros. And I mean, you know, that was an obsolete view of the border in 2006 or 2007, and it's even more obsolete today. I don't think he has a clue what's going on.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of people pointing out that he never really was good at defending himself against the liberal attacks. And so, of course, he's not going to be good at it now that he's not even in any sort of position of power. So it's no surprise that he would just kind of sell out all of the people in the Conservative Party. Howie, I don't know when this is going to happen where we'll take the sound, but before then, I wanted to let people know that I have a Grace's Goodies on the site. You can just go to HowieKarsher.com, yes. Click store, and there's a Southern Airways Express. That's I Fly Southern, and you can get $200, but you only have to pay $100. So this is 50% off, and it's really, really great. I've flown with them before. You feel like a beautiful person, Howie.
Yeah, these are flights to Nantucket. They come out of Norwood, New Bedford, Providence, and now Hanscom Airfield, which is in Bedford. So if you live if you live north of the city along 128 on the other side of the city from Norwood, you can just go into Hanscom Airfield and get a flight. And it's like that. It's only about 40 minutes. It's beautiful. They fly low so you can see the Cranberry Bogs. You can see the bridges. You can see the canal. It's just a really, really easy way. And it, like Gray said, it makes you feel like you're one of the beautiful people. And these travel vouchers are valued at $200. You can get them for just $100. It makes it a very, very economical way, in addition to being a quick way and a comfortable way to get to Nantucket.
Yeah, and Howie, when I hear that price, $100 to skip over all of the Cape traffic, I mean, I would pay a lot more to not have to sit at that bridge for hours and hours in the summer. So go to HowieKarsher.com, click on store. It's a Grace's Goodies Southern Airways Express. Make sure you buy that before they run out. And I think before we go to the trial here, whenever they come to the verdict,
It'll be a while.
Okay, so let's play a little bit of your favorites, Howie. AOC and Ed Markey, we're back. Because the first introduction of the Green New Deal didn't go over as swimmingly as they had hoped, Howie. I think you remember that there was a first draft that was leaked online that involved cow farts, and that kind of set them off on the wrong foot from the beginning. So they're
right.
back.
And then Mitch McConnell said, well, if it's going to be the end of mankind if we don't vote on it, I guess we better have a vote on it. And so Ed Markey had to vote present on his own bill, which was designed to stop the world from being destroyed by a global apocalypse.
Yes, and so now they're back. They're going to do a reintroduction of the Green New Deal. So let's play a little bit to give people a taste of the Green New Deal 2.0. This is cut 6.
What we're going to do is that we're going to transition to a 100% carbon-free economy that is more unionized, more just, more dignified, and guarantees more health care and housing than we ever have before. That's our goal. That's the goal of a Green New Deal.
Any comment, Captain?
And as a side benefit, no more bovine flatulence.
Exactly. And then I think the weirdest part was the Democrats are doing this thing lately. They did it with infrastructure where everything is infrastructure. So no matter what you say, whether it's, whether it's a microphone or it's donuts or everything is infrastructure, they'll excuse any single thing in this world and they'll call it infrastructure. And now AOC is doing that with the climate crisis. Everything was born from the climate crisis. This is cut 7.
The climate crisis is a crisis born of injustice. And it is a crisis born of the pursuit of profit at any and all human and ecological cost.
That's right.
Which means that we must recognize in legislation that the trampling of indigenous rights is a cause of climate change. The trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change. Because we are allowing people and we are allowing ourselves to make sure to we are allowing folks to deny ourselves human rights and deny people the right to health care, the right to housing and education.
Sometimes when I hear these cuts, I wonder, do they know what they're saying? Because I don't understand it, but I also don't think the Democrats really are saying anything. It's like all these words put together.
If the use of fossil fuels is so evil, why is the third world trying to use them? And why are the countries that rely most on fossil fuels or did for the last few centuries, why are they so much more successful and prosperous? And why is everybody from the third world, which is much more ecologically friendly, AOC and Ed Markey would have us believe, why is everybody from those ecologically friendly countries trying to stampede into the United States?
That's a very good question. And I almost guarantee you that Senator Ed Markey, a.k.a. Mr. Frosty, does not have the answer to that.
And so a texter just pointed out, why did they call it the Green New Deal when the first New Deal, most historians now agree, didn't work?
Right. And also, actually, can we play a little bit of Senator Markey? Just a tiny bit.
Mr. Frosty,
cut 10.
The Biden administration is including climate action, environmental justice, and the care economy in its recovery plans. That's the DNA of the Green New Deal.
I have to say, he has a pretty jam-packed schedule with all this stupid legislation he's trying to push at all times.
The thing is, he's been doing this. This is the life he's led for the last 45 years, so he's used to it. He can take the wear and tear, the hustle and the bustle of making a fool out of himself at every stop along the way to his home in Chevy Chase, Maryland at night for a night of sleep after having gone yet another day without doing anything.
Exactly.
Like all the other days of his life.
Howie, I'm going to end it there because I don't know what the scheduling of this is going to look like. But I just want to
be a while. It'll be a while.
I just wanted to remind people that Grace Curley Show or HowieKarsher.com. Go to the store, click on Grace's Goodies, and also check out Spectator.us to see my latest column on the riots.
Yeah, this is a great deal. Southern Airways. It's again from the suburbs. You can fly to Nantucket. This is a $200 voucher for $100. So this is a good. This is a good deal. You'll be glad you bought this, especially when you think about the option, which is driving to the Cape and then getting on to Woods Hole and getting on the ferry. Not a pleasant experience. 844-500-4242. By the way, on HowieKarsher.com, we've also just posted the snitch lines. We've got all kinds of snitch line reports to Charlie Parker's snitch line about COVID violations by restaurants, car dealerships. Did you know they had a St. Patrick's Day party in Billerica? Fortunately, Karen was there to rat them out. She banged.
Barbaric.
She busted them on a karaoke night in Danvers too. There's a lot of stuff there, and we'll have a column posted later in the day at the Herald. But right now, you can read all the raw reports at HowieKarsher.com. It's right on the top the homepage. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you are going to want those windows and doors open. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing." The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. You can plug it into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm.
We had somebody call into the show earlier, Howie, and ask about the Thunderstorm, and we told them, yeah, it takes care of everything. They said even cigar smoke. We said especially cigar smoke. It's been tested by other listeners.
Yes,
cigar smoke, wet dog, cooked sausage, anything. It takes
stinky
care of
cats,
it all. Yep,
everything.
Stinky cats.
Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price and free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. Again, we're still going to plan to have Chris Sununu on at 4:30, the governor of New Hampshire. I think it'll be closer to 5 Eastern before they read the verdict, if even then. This thing may drag on. I don't know. It's but it won't be momentary. So they do have a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. You know, you never know how long a jury's going to be out, but the fact that they've come back so quickly makes me think that it's going to be guilty, actually. You know, that they've decided to – I shouldn't speculate because you never know about a jury. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing? That was an extremely interesting remark by that judge that there might be grounds to have the conviction overturned from
yes.
comments to incite violence. Wasn't he hinting at, like, juror intimidation?
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly what he was getting at. I think he was saying, though, that he's not going to make the decision, that they probably have grounds, but he's not going to make the decision. CBS last night was saying that, you know, making it sound like he was throwing in with the defense. I didn't think he was doing that at all. I thought he was just making the point that it was really unfortunate that she had said this. Maxine Waters, and that also the fact that that now the president of the United States has said the same thing, that he's praying for a guilty verdict. And I know, you know, they're quote unquote sequestered, but what does sequestered really mean? Maybe they didn't hear what Biden said, but they certainly heard what Maxine Waters said, and they're still promoting this that. You know, here's the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. He's the one who settled up with the family $27 million, even before the criminal verdict has come down. They did it last week. They gave $27 million to George Floyd's family. And so, you know, after I'm sure he paid more attention to the trial than most of us did, or most people did. This is what he had to say. Cut 17.
Regardless of the outcome of this trial, regardless of the decision made by the jury, there is one true reality, which is that George Floyd was killed at the hands of police.
I'm not sure that's true. You know, I mean, again, the medical examiner's report seems to indicate that he could have died of a fentanyl overdose. He had taken three or four times the amount of fentanyl that has been known to kill people in the past, and he was not a healthy person. But hey, that's the mayor. You know, he's the boy mayor. 844-500-4242. And so I'm just looking to see here let's play the cut of Trump on Sean Hannity's show last night talking about running in 2024. Cut four.
Are you running again in 2024? What are the odds? If I were to
first of all, it's a long time. The odds. What are the odds? Look.
The odds.
I got tremendous numbers. Nobody's ever gotten the numbers I got. No sitting presidents come even close. There's more popularity now than there was the day before the election because they see how bad things are at the border. They see what's going on. They see that their guns are going to be gone, their Second Amendment, their taxes are going up, regulations are going through the roof, jobs are going to go out. Well, you see, you know, this is going to take a little while to show. But if they add all these regulations back, the jobs are going to be gone. Your energy independence is going to be gone. So I say this, I am looking at it very seriously. Beyond seriously.
All right. Get those Southern Airways travel vouchers. They're good for $200. If for just $100, that's half price. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the store. It's a great deal. You can fly to Nantucket out of the suburbs. I'm Howie Carr.